This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll take some calls in just a moment. But here's an amazing story about the human immune system. We now know that when it comes to COVID-19, you can get it and you can remain asymptomatic, or you can have a very mild infection. Or you can go down that slippery slope to hospitalization, to going on a respirator, and ultimately dying. It is a vicious cascade of immune activation, and blood clots can occur, and organ damage occurs, and the lungs can fill up with fluid, and it can be absolutely devastating. But there's some people who get the self-same virus and they do okay, or they don't even notice it. 40% of people who have COVID-19 are asymptomatic. And, okay, that's COVID-19, but there are other viruses that are much more deadly. And it was thought until recently uniformly fatal unless treated. And a case in point is the HIV virus, virtually a death sentence in the 1970s and 80s, when it was first identified and before effective treatments came online. Now a lot of people are taking antiretroviral drugs, and they're leading long lives, and they're having some side effects due to the medications. Their longevity may be somewhat curtailed, but they're surviving. And there are a lot of people walking around who are infected with it, and they may ultimately die of natural causes. They may just die of old age with a normal lifespan. But until recently, it was believed that HIV, unless treated, was going to kill you, that there was no way that the immune system could handle it. And so remarkably, in a first, it has been discovered that a person's immune system has fought HIV and won. This is a really unprecedented case where someone who's infected with HIV has gotten rid of it with the action of their immune system. And so what this suggests, you know, I'll get into the details in just a moment, but what this suggests is that there's something about some people's immune systems that creates resilience against infections and viruses. And it's something that we really need to study, because if we can harness the natural ability of the body to fight off infections, it would be far preferable than using very powerful and ultimately potentially destructive drugs to in effect poison the infectious agent. And that's been the prevailing model ever since in 1909, Paul Ehrlich developed a magic bullet, a treatment, one of the earliest rudimentary treatments for syphilis. It was a anti-syphilis medication. It unfortunately had a lot of side effects, but it did neutralize the syphilis organism thought to be the cause of the disease. Well, here, these people who recover from HIV recover because their immune systems are handling it. And the article states that in one person, they could not find any copies of the virus. Now, you may say, well, that happens a lot when you get antiretroviral therapy. Your PCR test turns out negative. You can't, it's, the level of the virus is undetectable. But here, they analyzed 1.5 billion cells taken from a patient whose name is being withheld, showed no functional HIV copies in any of them. This was reported on in Nature, the world's leading scientific journal. So they also found that in a second person, they had just one functional copy of HIV in more than 1 billion blood cells analyzed, but it was imprisoned in what is termed a genetic supermax lockup. And that genetic lockup may be the key to being able to naturally control the virus. So the researchers want to know how these, quote, elite controllers can quash the virus for long periods of time. They don't exactly know what it is about the unique immune systems of some of these elite immune-competent individuals that makes it possible for them to control almost universally deadly viruses like HIV. But it's going to be really interesting as they hone in on what we can learn from HIV and maybe harness that information to deal with less uniformly deadly pathogens like COVID-19. I mean, I'm really excited about all the scientific research that's being generated because of COVID-19. That's the silver lining of the cloud, is that we're seeing amazing leaps forward in biotechnology, where people are figuring all kinds of ways to better understand how viruses wreak havoc in our bodies and how we can enhance our ability to control them. And the key, in my mind, is supporting the immune system to make it less likely that people get sick to begin with. And, you know, it's not about a vaccine. It's not about a super powerful, new, expensive medication. It's about understanding what some of the common factors are that make some people relatively bulletproof when it comes to viral illnesses. This is going to really be exciting in the next few years of medical science. 877-726-8255. Let's take one of those recorded calls. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. What is the rule of thumb for the general public on which type of magnesium to take? Everyone's talking about we're deficient in magnesium, but there are so many types. So if you could help me out, that would be great. I also do take magnesium taurate for my heart palpitations. It has worked, and that's after listening to you. Waiting for your answer. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that question. And, you know, magnesium is very important. It may be the single most deficient mineral, or, you know, even including the vitamin category, which is deficient among Americans or insufficient among Americans. When people are magnesium insufficient, they may be prone to cardiac arrhythmias. They may be prone to fatigue. They may have a wide array of problems. They may even feel, you know, mentally dull and not be able to think properly. You know, what are the ways to supplement magnesium? Well, my favorite relatively inexpensive form of magnesium that's actually bioavailable is magnesium glycinate. Magnesium glycinate is available in quality nutritional supplements. I hate when they offer magnesium in the form of magnesium oxide. You know, sometimes cheap multivitamins contain magnesium oxide. It's very poorly absorbed. And in high amounts, it has benefit because it makes you go to the bathroom. It's a laxative. It just passes through you. And same thing with magnesium citrate. We actually use magnesium citrate for people with constipation. It's not that well absorbed, so you won't get high levels of magnesium in your bloodstream, but it will help you go to the bathroom if you're constipated. But that's not why we want people to take magnesium necessarily. We want to increase their blood levels and their uptake of magnesium. And magnesium glycinate is pretty well absorbed. There's also a product called Jigsaw Magnesium, which contains a mixture of absorbable forms of magnesium. It's called SRT or MAG-SRT. These are products that are available in FullScript. If you go to drhoffman.com and use the drop-down menu and click on Shop, you'll find your way to FullScript. You can register there and you get a full range of the supplements that I talk about here on this program. This woman is taking magnesium taurate because taurine has an antiarrhythmic effect, and combined with magnesium, which itself is antiarrhythmic, can be helpful for people with heart palpitations, atrial fibrillation, and so on. It generally slows the heart rate, and that's a goal in atrial fibrillation. Sometimes we can't cure the atrial fibrillation, but we want a nice, reasonable, modest heart rate instead of a racing heart rate with atrial fibrillation, and magnesium can help that. The other form of magnesium that I'm kind of excited about, it's only been around for a few years, is magnesium threonate. That's a really premium form of magnesium. It's available through one of our intelligent medicine partners, Protocol for Life, as protosorb magnesium. And that's magnesium that uniquely has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier, get into the brain. And it works on fatigue, but it also seems to be helpful for anxiety, because it's thought that low levels of magnesium, especially in the central nervous system, may cause mood instability and anxiety. So we use it for patients, just as a kind of a calmative. And it's very effective. It's a more premium form of magnesium. It's gentle. It won't cause diarrhea because it's more absorbed in the bloodstream. It won't go out in the intestine. But magnesium threonate is really good when we're trying to boost brain levels of magnesium. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Had some wild-caught salmon last night. Put it on the grill. I sprinkled some sesame seeds on it and seared it. And it was great. Going to have some leftovers for lunch today. And one of the reasons that I take omega-3 supplements and
eat a lot of fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, is to protect my brain. And there's a fascinating article here from Columbia University. And it has to do with older women who live in areas with high levels of air pollution. Eating a diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids appears to have a positive effect on brain health in women exposed to high levels of air pollution. Women with lower levels of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood had more brain shrinkage, specifically in the hippocampus, which is the memory center, than women who had higher levels of omega-3. This is in the July 15th, 2020 edition of a journal called Neurology. Those who had the lowest levels of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood had more brain shrinkage. So, fascinating story suggesting that the highest levels of omega-3 fatty acids were associated with greater volumes of white matter. White matter, the important part of your brain that provides connections. And fish consumption, they say, may preserve brain volume as women age and possibly protect against the potential toxic effects of air pollution. You know, it's an important point to underscore that we need to protect our environment, whether or not we believe in, you know, global warming or climate change. Pollution is a big problem, remains so, and it doesn't just affect our lungs. It also affects our circulatory system and our nervous system. And so using omega-3 fatty acids can have a brain protective effect. And if you're interested in a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, consider Bio-Omega fish oil from Biotix Research. For over 40 years, Biotix Research has been providing the highest quality supplements. They're a great company, and they've been on the been in the marketplace for a really long time. I trust their products. Surpassing industry standards, Bio-Omega fish oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotix Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. So for more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotix research. That's drhoffman.com/biotix research for Bio-Omega fish oil. And yeah, I'm a big believer in omega-3 fatty acid supplementation. I think, you know, it's for everyone. Everyone needs it. Kids need it. Growing adolescents need it. It has behavioral and IQ benefits. Adults in middle life need it, and older adults need it. And it's part of what everyone's regimen should include. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Bio-Omega fish oil from Biotix Research. For over 40 years, Biotix Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Bio-Omega fish oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotix Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotix research. That's drhoffman.com/biotix research for Bio-Omega fish oil.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, lately, vitamin C has been receiving a lot of attention for its role in supporting immunity, and it certainly does that. And, you know, there's controversy over whether vitamin C prevents the common cold, but it appears that in most studies, it shortens the duration of colds, and it can prevent a certain percentage of them. But here's an unexpected role of vitamin C. And I don't think you're going to hear about this study in too many other places because it didn't receive a lot of publicity. You know, frailty is a big problem because the technical term for it is sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is characterized by a progressive and generalized loss of skeletal muscle mass and strength. And to some extent, it's inevitable because people lose muscle mass as they age. It's thought that you lose 10% of your muscle mass every decade past the age of 40. And you can forestall that with measures like exercise and adequate protein. But still, the problem is still a big one, and options for prevention are limited. Worldwide, the problem of sarcopenia affects more than 50 million people over the age of 50, and it has implications because frailty itself is a risk factor for COVID-19, more so even than diabetes or obesity or hypertension, just frailty, just weakness, loss of muscle mass. You know, the expression, you're on your last legs. People can't push themselves out of a chair. People who are weak and sometimes they can even be overweight. They don't necessarily have to be emaciated. They can have lots of body fat, but there's a loss of muscle mass that occurs. And to some extent, it's almost inevitable. Okay, big study here in the Journal of Nutritional Epidemiology, looking at more than 13,000 men and women in Europe. And what they found was that there was a relationship between vitamin C intake and blood levels of vitamin C. So you don't just rely on a report like, yeah, I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Okay, you must have a lot of vitamin C. They actually measured the vitamin C in the bloodstream of these individuals. And what they found was a remarkable correlation between levels of vitamin C and what's called FFM, fat-free mass, for both men and women. And it was as high as 2, 3, nearly 4%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's quite significant when it means that you're going to have more muscle reserve as you age and less loss of muscle strength, which can lead to falls and cause immobility and functional limitations. So what these authors conclude is our findings of positive associations of both dietary and circulating vitamin C with measures of skeletal muscle mass in middle and older age men and women suggests that dietary vitamin C intake may be useful for reducing age-related muscle loss. That's from the Journal of Nutrition, July 2020. So very, very cool study. And, you know, we'll put a link up to it as we do usually with our program notes. But the obvious take-home message is, yeah, eat your fresh fruits and vegetables, but take additional vitamin C if you want to forestall sarcopenia. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we take calls that people can record during the week, so let's hear it.
Hi, this is Phyllis. I'd like to know the best vitamins for osteoporosis. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
this is a frequent theme that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. Vitamins that support calcium used to grab all the headlines because it was thought the more calcium you took, it would just push its way into your bones. It would fortify your bones. Actually, a lot of studies have come up short on calcium as a preventive of osteoporosis. And some people have published articles saying that calcium doesn't do it, so therefore we need to take powerful osteoporosis medications. But those medications have downsides. They do have side effects. They can cause GERD or heartburn in some cases. They can cause osteonecrosis of the jaw. And taking them for too long can lead to poor quality bone, which is itself more likely to be prone to unusual types of fractures, atypical fractures. So, in managing osteoporosis, sometimes I tell people it's too little too late to use nutritional strategies. You need to take certain medications, you know, some of the oral medications or injectable medications, but we're often able to alleviate it. First thing to look at is vitamin D. Vitamin D alone won't do the job, but you can't build bone with inadequate vitamin D. So you want to make sure that people take 2,000 up to 5,000 international units of vitamin D and measure vitamin D levels, because you want a level of at least 40 or 50 to make sure that bone repair and rebuilding can occur. You also want to take adequate magnesium, because magnesium works hand in hand with calcium in building bone. You want to take MK7, vitamin K2. That type of vitamin K2 seems to work on matrix GLA protein, which helps to direct the remodeling of bone. So it's important to take vitamin K2 as well as vitamin D. Some other things that seem to help, boron, Iproflavone, that's in some of the supplements, that combination supplements that we recommend, supplements like Osteothera by Claire. And but the single strongest over-the-counter bone developer is strontium. And I don't tell everyone who has a little bit of bone loss that they need to take strontium, but if you have more serious osteopenia, if you're on the verge of developing osteoporosis, or if you have osteoporosis, strontium will definitely help to rebuild bone. And it's used actually as a medication in Europe. It's not available over the counter. It has it must be prescribed. Here, it's the reverse. You can't get it as a prescription, but you can get it over the counter. So strontium citrate is something that you want to take 680 milligrams of. That's usually 340 milligram or 300 milligram capsules, generally at bedtime, and you take that for 6, 12, 18, 24 months, and you will definitely see improvements in bone density, and that correlates, according to studies, with bone resilience and strength and resistance to fractures. Some lesser-known things that help bone, olive leaf extract, just extra virgin olive oil, maybe the secret in the Mediterranean diet to why there's a lower instance of osteoporosis in that population, people who follow Mediterranean diet. But you can also take capsules of olive leaf extract, which deliver some of the beneficial polyphenols that help bone. Those are some of the strategies that I use when I work with patients with osteoporosis. And I've got quite a few. That seems to be a common complaint. People come specifically because they prefer not to use medication, or sometimes they've taken medication. The medication has caused side effects that are unacceptable, or the medication has failed to build adequate bone density. And we work with a nutritional strategy. And, you know, importantly, when it comes to diet, you want adequate protein in the diet. You know, a very, very low protein, quasi-vegan diet is not going to allow adequate amino acids for bone formation, because bone is living tissue and it does require protein to build bone. So there you have it. That's a pretty good rundown of strategies we use. All right, we're coming to the point where the days are getting shorter, and that means we're approaching the end of daylight savings time. And big controversy, because the European Parliament already voted to abolish it. The changes are set to go into effect in 2021. They haven't yet hit. But that's when, spring forward, fall back. In spring forward, you get an extra hour of sleep. But when you fall back, spring forward, you lose an hour. The fall back, you get an extra hour of sleep. But they say this is actually an opinion by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. Their consensus now calls for elimination of daylight savings time here in the United States. So they cite research that shows that traffic fatalities have increased as much as 6% in the first few days following the change to daylight savings time. That would be in the spring. You know, you lose an hour, and it's disorienting. And recently published research found an 18% increase in adverse medical events related to human error in the week after switching to daylight savings. So the doctors are tired. They make mistakes. People have more heart attacks on Mondays and the Monday after a switch to daylight savings time is very disorienting to the circadian rhythm and may not be good for human health. So a lot of Europeans are saying, we're done with it. We don't want to do it anymore. The UK may dissent. Since Brexit, they don't have to follow European edicts. Russia doesn't do it at all. Russia has no daylight savings time. They just let it roll. And that would mean less long, luxuriant days in the summer. But also, you know, no jarring transitions as we go from one time zone to another. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health. You get one bottle of elderberry with zinc and echinacea half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Vitamin D keeps popping up in all kinds of unexpected places. I was just talking about its role in osteoporosis, which is its classic role, but it has pervasive effects throughout the body. And here is an article that just came out last month. Vitamin D deficiency linked to painful diabetic neuropathy. That is a devastating problem because it causes excruciating pain and numbness and tingling and weird sensations. And a lot of Americans suffer from it. In the past, we recommended alpha-lipoic acid, which has some bona fides in terms of clinical studies that show that it can help to alleviate diabetic neuropathy. Also, acetyl L-carnitine, something called benfotiamine may be helpful for this condition. But until now, it's not been recognized that vitamin D may play a role in relieving the symptoms of painful diabetic neuropathy. They looked at a group of patients suffering from type 1 diabetics, which means diabetes, which means that they've been having it for years and they're more likely to develop the neuropathy. Some of them had what's called painless neuropathy, which means loss of sensation without painful sensations. And so what they found was that the average vitamin D levels in patients with painful diabetic neuropathy were around 24, which is just north of deficiency. I consider it inadequate, but it is just north of the cutoff for vitamin D deficiency, which is 20. So the average was 24 in patients with painful diabetic neuropathy. It was 35 in those with painless diabetic neuropathy. They found that vitamin D deficiency, which is considered less than 20 nanograms per ml, was associated, get this, with a tenfold increased risk for painful diabetic neuropathy. And vitamin D insufficiency, which is construed as less than 30, was associated with more than a fourfold increased risk. So the researchers conclude, we demonstrate a relationship between vitamin D deficiency and painful diabetic neuropathy. Now they need a well-constructed clinical trial of vitamin D in painful diabetic neuropathy to see if it's going to alleviate symptoms. And that study is now underway, but that's something that we do routinely for our patients with diabetes, and they generally fare very well. All right, this item, naturally occurred black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. And I'm excited to tell you about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements. It's a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's very innovative. It's called Black for Health. It's a liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health and get one bottle of hard-to-source elderberry with zinc and echinacea at half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Make sure those are in your medicine cabinet. Okay, the role of melatonin. Again, here's something that is associated with, it's going to improve your sleep. That's to the good. Get you on circadian rhythm if you're traveling internationally. Here's a new attribute of melatonin. Melatonin linked to improved brain function in child concussion. Lots of kids bang their heads, they fall, and they suffer concussions. One of the things we suggest as part of our concussion protocol is lots of omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Also, there's some suggestion that CBD may help athletes and service men and women who suffer from head injuries. Now it's been disclosed that melatonin could improve brain function related to sleep quality in children recovering from concussion. One of the things that happens when children suffer from concussions, they develop sleep disorders and they have prolonged fatigue as they recover. And so the new study suggests that children respond well to melatonin if they suffer from concussions. The research has identified a specific network of brain connections that positively respond to melatonin treatment compared with placebo. So a new tool in our armamentarium against concussions. Very cool. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for joining us this weekend because we had some great questions.
877-726-8255 is where you can go during the week if you want to record a question for us. We'll read it on the air and answer it. And if you want to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine, please visit our website at drhoffman.com and subscribe to our newsletter. Download all our podcasts. This radio program is just the tip of the iceberg of Intelligent Medicine. We have a lot more offerings there. In our newsletter, you'll get access to great articles, which I personally write. And you can also follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. We constantly update you with all the important medical and health stories of the week. So have a great week. Stay safe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.